The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. As you were listening to the gospel, what was going through your mind? What were you thinking about the gospel, not if you were thinking about something else? I think some of you might have said, well, you know, I don't have any enemies, so Jesus is not talking to me. And that's, I mean, could be true. Most of us, I don't think we can say, well, this person is really my enemy. We can dislike some people or feel that we hate some people, but I don't think we will call them as enemies. Or you might be thinking, well, that's too idealistic. Jesus doesn't mean this really literally. How can we love our enemies? Then they won't be our enemies. That's the point. But before you get to loving your enemies, which obviously is very challenging, I think these words are the most challenging words of Jesus in the whole gospel. Let's start first with what Jesus said in the beginning. He said, "You have it heard said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you," I think we still live our lives basically based on that principle, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Yes, we don't have enemies, but that's how we deal with our family and friends, coworkers, our neighbors, our fellow students. We still go by the principle, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, because we say, that's fair. If he did this to me, I'm going to do the same thing to them. Couples, when they're having arguments, as they start, you know, the arming getting heated and they start getting personal with each other, the next person gonna respond even at a higher level. If you hurt me, I'm gonna say something to hurt you. That's an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth with someone you love, your spouse, your children, your siblings. We still live by that principle. Assuming or hoping that somehow violence will solve our problems. Whatever kind of violence, doesn't have to be, you know, really shooting someone or killing someone, but it could be verbal violence, it could be sexual violence, it could be emotional violence that we inflict on each other because someone did that to me, someone hurt me. Sometimes it's simpler things. Well, this person didn't invite me to their daughter's wedding. I'm not going to invite them to my son's wedding. We live our lives still based on that principle, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. My neighbor doesn't seem to be friendly, so I'm going to ignore him. Simple ways, and yet we do it. Now let's look at history. Forget what Jesus says. Have you seen from the whole thousands of years of human history that anytime really violence as a response to violence worked, solved the problems, made the world a better place? It never does. It escalates everything up. It takes it to a different level. But look at what Jesus said, love your enemies. Has that really worked, or just this idealistic vision? Jesus kind of a little naive. For the first 400 years of Christianity, it worked. Early Christians didn't carry guns to fight the Romans. Then they break out from prisons when they were put in prison. They didn't try to turn, the Roman Empire and take over. How they responded to violence, and we're talking here real violence, is with more love. The more they were persecuted, the more they loved their enemies. They give in to them. They let them put them in prison. They let them throw them to the lions. Now, Jesus is not telling us to be a floor mat, a doormat that people can walk over us. He's telling us to fight back as he did, but with the truth and with love. And it worked. Those Christians turned over the Roman Empire and made the whole world Christian. They didn't lift a sword. They didn't fire a gun or a bow and arrow. They just loved. So no, it does work. And we see it working throughout history, different times, different places, sometimes with individuals, sometimes with the whole communities. The incident with the Quaker community, who someone went into one of their schools and shot their children, what did they do? They prayed for that person. They forgave them right on the spot. The person not too long ago who entered the church while a group of people were having a Bible study, they were African Americans, and killed some of them. That community forgave him and prayed for him. When we respond in violence, what's it going to do? Like I said, it escalates and we see more violence. But when you respond with love, it might change, touch the other person. And if it doesn't change the other person, the first reading tells us, don't let that violent person lead you to sin yourself, because then we are sinning. Because we're the Christians, we're the followers of Jesus Christ. And that's why Jesus says, pray for those who persecute you. Pray not in the sense that you want God to bless them, but pray that God will change their hearts, that they will be open to God's work in them. That they can see the error of their ways and repent. That's what prayer is all about, because prayer would work if the person is open to it, but just responding with violence is not going to change anything. So yeah, these are very challenging words. But remember, if we're open to them, if we have the desire to really keep growing till one point we can love our enemy, with God all things are possible. And one day, we might start loving our enemy just by praying for him or her. Loving our enemy doesn't mean we have to go on vacation with them. But maybe we can pray for their transformation. It's a great blessing that this day in which you can commit yourself to continue this journey and, become Catholics at the Easter Vigil, that our gospel is about love. That's what we offer you. To enter that unconditional and generous love of God the Father. When Jesus says, be perfect as your Holy Father is perfect, that doesn't mean that we have not the sin, but we have to be people open to love, to continue to grow in loving others and loving God, even if it's our enemies. And we do it one step at a time. Because as we heard in that second reading, we are the temples of the Holy Spirit. We are holy. The Spirit of God dwells in us. All we have to say, your will be done, and that what unleashes the power of the Spirit in us, the Spirit of love, so we can one day love our enemies.